This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We had conversations throughout spring training, and he was very vocal about how he felt. And we made a decision. Alex is going to play third, Rafi's going to DH. And we all are in the winning business, and he understands that. It's like everything, right? You don't have to agree with it, but at the end of the day, what are we going to do to go out there and perform every single day? And he's been working hard, not only with his swing, but the routine, of course. It's a little bit different. But somebody mentioned, can he do it? Every DH used to be a position player until there were DHs, right? JD went through the same transition in 2018. He was an outfielder. He became a DH, and you saw what happened. So we expect the same thing. The kid is ready to go. He's going to hit second against lefties and righties, and he's going to DH. And I think having Alex behind him is going to benefit him. And, honestly, I expect a great season from Rafi offensively.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's opening day. We've been celebrating all day long. We already gave you our MLB season predictions. You can find those on the Odyssey app. We gave you a live dong pool draft.
You're not going to get that everywhere.
I can't imagine you're getting that a lot of other places. We did that live earlier today. That's also on the Odyssey app. You should be able to see the full breakdown on social media at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can still vote in the first semifinal matchup, Final Four, Jones and Keefe March Madness uniform bracket as well on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. But it is opening day, and we figured, what better way to preview Red Sox opening day, their season, than to go on the clock at high noon, as we do every Thursday here on the show, and give you 60 seconds on how we think the Red Sox season will go, a Red Sox season preview, if you will. I believe Keefe has first ups this week.
Yeah, I think you went first last week in our bracket.
Okay.
When we did our bracket in 60 seconds.
That thing's not doing well, by the way.
No!
Yeah.
No. Where I screamed for a minute about how St. John's was going to win the whole thing. Yeah, that did not go great.
I wasn't listening at all because Pagliuca put out his statement, and yeah. I was just not listening to you. You were yelling about St. John's. Correct. That didn't hit. My bracket's gone to crap.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, okay. Some of them you want back.
Sure.
They can't all be
but
winners.
But this is what I feel like can't miss. You can't throw this back in my face.
No. Red Sox season preview. Keefe has 60 seconds. I have 60 seconds. You want to go on the clock with your own Red Sox season preview?
Yes.
We'll give you 30 seconds.
All right, that's half as much time.
At 617-779-7937. All right, let's hear from Keefe.
All right, very exciting season upcoming for the Red Sox, which I think for the first time in 5 years is going to be from tip to tail, soup to nuts, exciting. It's not going to dive off a cliff at the All-Star break or at the trade deadline. They're going to be in it the whole time. In fact, I predict they win the AL East this year. They beat the Yankees and the Orioles. They get back to the playoffs. Garrett Crochet is going to be the Cy Young winner. He's going to lead the American League in strikeouts. He's also going to have the price of his contract go way up because they are not going to get a deal done in season. Rafael Devers is going to have a decent season. I think he's going to bounce back, have a 30-plus home run season for him as the full-time DH. Jaron Duran also going to solidify himself as one of the best outfielders in baseball. Had an out-of-nowhere year last year where he's fantastic. I think he's going to continue that. Bregman is going to be nails at third base, and one of the reasons why this is a really good team. I'm also excited for all three young guys who will play this year. Campbell is starting at second base, but Marcelo Mayer will take over for the injured Trevor Story in about a month and a half, and Roman Anthony will start and right at some point.
Okay, that is a Red Sox season preview in 60 seconds. Clip that. Don't throw it back in our faces and make fun of us when things don't go well. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be some overlap here.
Oh, boy.
But Nick, why don't you throw me on the clock? All right, Red Sox season preview in 60 seconds. I have the Red Sox winning the AL East, 93 wins. That's one fewer than the Yankees a season ago when they won 94. I not only have them winning the division, I also have the Red Sox winning the pennant. They'll advance to the World Series. They will lose, not to the Dodgers, but to Dave Dombrowski and the Philadelphia Phillies. Alex Bregman going to be worth every penny. Right-handed power. He's going to wear out the monster, and he's going to upgrade the defense. In a related story, Rafael Devers, still fat, but he's going to rake. He's going to hit 30-plus home runs this year. I also think Jarren Duran is legit. He proves he's not a one-hit wonder. He can make a run at going 30-30 this year for the Red Sox. I think Garrett Crochet is going to dominate. I'll say top five in the Cy Young, but no contract extension, which means fans are going to be upset, and I'd imagine he'll be upset as well. The saves leader for the Red Sox not currently on the team, so they're going to have to trade for a closer. And all three prospects make their debuts. I think Christian Campbell, Roman Anthony will make an impact come playoff time for this Red Sox team.
Very good, Jones.
How about that? 60 seconds.
That is good. Nailed it in 60 seconds.
Did you make a prediction?
I didn't. I say ALCS. I mentioned that earlier. I forgot to include it in the thing. I think they make the ALCS. They lose to the Royals, who then lose to the Dodgers.
Did you make a prediction on the Crochet contract extension there? I know we talked about it earlier
no
in the show.
Extension.
You did say that.
Yeah, they won't get. He'll win the Cy Young, therefore the price will go up.
Yeah.
But no, he will not.
Yeah, like in some ways.
Get a deal done.
I don't want to say the Red Sox are rooting against their own guy.
No,
but
no.
Like, but in some
be
ways.
Be good. You're going to be great, but be good.
There is an element of that.
So the roster is out. And so there are some transactions. Let me throw some your way. Some are not surprising. Some maybe slightly surprising. So Christian Campbell, Sean Newcomb make the active roster. No surprise. That's been
lineup's
talked about.
Lineup is out.
It's been talked about for
roster's
a
out.
Roster's out. Although lineup, we'll get the lineup on our show. Right? We will have the lineup. Should be around 1 o'clock probably.
Yeah, it should be soon, yeah.
All right, so Masataka Yoshida will begin the year on the 10-day IL, retroactive to March 24th. These are all retroactive to March 24th, by the way. But Yoshida, 10-day IL. Brian Bayo, 15-day IL. Cutter Crawford, 15-day IL. Lucas Giolito, 15-day IL. Liam Hendricks, 15-day IL.
Wow. So that's, yeah. Well, I didn't see that one coming.
No, so that, I mean the starters we knew.
Bradfo just gave us a big clue when we talked to him.
Yeah, he's like, don't expect him today. They might not go to him today.
So he's like, I don't even think they're going to use him.
Yeah, not even
now, again,
option.
He's retroactive to March 24th. So, yeah, he's going to be out for a bit.
But he's on
for
15 days.
No, so exactly. He's going to be out for a little bit.
At least April 9th or 10th.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. And then a couple other ones about lesser guys. All due respect.
You don't want to update Zach Penrod?
Nope.
Nick Sogard?
Nick Sogard will be at AAA. Maybe we'll talk to Nick Sogard tomorrow.
We're going to see Nick Sogard tomorrow in Worcester. That's true.
He had the most at-bats for the Red Sox in the spring. Hmm. Fun fact about Nick Sogard.
Tell you what, I got him.
Which will be my first question for him. Not really a question, just more of a statement. See where he goes with it.
Got him. Sick brag, bro.
Got him. One-way ticket to Worcester.
Top guy.
All right. So that's our roster here, which means the breakdown. You have two catchers, five infielders, Bregman, Cassis, Devers, Hamilton, Story. Outfielders, Abreu, Duran, Ref Snyder. And then infielder, outfielders. This is interesting, Keith.
Infielder, outfielder. Notice that include the catcher?
Did you notice how the Red Sox listed this? Pitcher, catcher, infielder, outfielder. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I did.
Then they also have infielder, outfielders. Campbell, Gonzalez, Rafaela.
Right.
Okay. There's your breakdown. So who is the kind of sneaky pitcher who made the roster? Greg Weissert?
I think Weissert or maybe Bernardino might have been like the last guy probably.
So, yeah, the headliner there, because we knew most of this, right?
We knew
Campbell was going to be on the team. We knew like Bayo and Crawford, Giolito were all going to be on the IL. We knew Yoshida was going to be on the IL. Hendricks is interesting. And like we just talked to Bradfo about this. It sounds like it's a closer by committee. He's like, yeah, well, most teams have two. And he gave you the Yankees as an example. Well, yeah, but they have two high-end good ones. You have Chapman, and then I'm not even sure what.
Right.
So that'll be a sneaky problem that I think we've actually given a lot of attention to in the spring. But by today, you laid it out. Crochet goes seven innings. He mows him down, 10 Ks. And then the bullpen pees it away.
I think that's why. And Bradford's also been really high on Whitlock the whole time.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of Whitlock. I just think we give Casas and Story a hard time about getting hurt. Nobody gets hurt more than Whitlock. So my fear is with him, he does have good stuff. So if he becomes the setup guy or even the closer, it's only a matter of
time. Now you're relying on him and he's a ticking time bomb.
And so that's scary. But Slayton's solid. Chapman was solid in the spring. So maybe they get by with those guys.
This is why I do feel that the guy who's going to lead the team in saves isn't on the roster right now. And I don't know how they got him.
Hendricks.
Sure, good point. There is a nice loophole there. But even including Hendricks, I think they're going to have to make a move for a closer. And who knows? Maybe just a low save total all year. This, you can't go into the postseason with this. And I hope they won't.
Right.
But as Bradfoe said, even if you're going to tolerate Chapman at the end of these games, too many base runners, walks too many guys, he's walking a tightrope too often. Yeah, he throws 100 miles an hour and he'll punch people out, but that's going to be a risky way to go about closing out these games.
Yeah.
When you get to high-level games. It's April. You can figure out a bullpen, but they are going to have to figure it out.
Also, this is very much like an opening day conversation, but I did see a couple of texts about this. So the backup catcher this year to start the year is Carlos
Narvaez.
Narvaez.
Not to be confused with Omar Narvaez.
Not Omar.
No.
Carlos Narvaez.
That threw me.
Who is 26 years old. He has 6 career games played last year with the Yankees. So
yeah.
he's a rookie. Does that mean Connor Wong basically plays every day? Or, I mean, you know,
yeah, maybe.
4 or 5 probably.
And who's going to catch Wakefield?
Yeah,
I mean, how are you going to catch a knuckleball with this backup?
Use a first baseman's glove back there. That's the thing. You don't want to use a real catcher's mitt.
That's true.
But no, that's another one just of note when you're looking at the roster, because it's a guy that we probably haven't brought up at all throughout all of spring.
So we gave you our Red Sox season previews in 60 seconds. Those will be up shortly on social media at Jones and Keefe. We broke down the full Red Sox roster, which is finalized. Hendricks, kind of a surprise that he's opening the season on the IL.